very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, July 18th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about Harare's perennial water shortages.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com and www.voashona.com.
Harare City Council kupikisana Harare Water wakabudisa gwaro mukutanga kwesvondo wachishambadza kuti kuchazowe nekushaikwa kwemvura kutanga zuva ranhasi 18 July kusvikira musi wesvondo asi mukutambira kwatiri kuita mareports kune dzimwe nzvimbo yakaita seGlenora yakatotanga kushaiwa mvura kubva musi wechitatu saka.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Harare's perennial water shortages.
The Harare City Council has warned residents to press for more water wars as it seeks to upgrade the Morton Jeffrey waterworks. Water shortages have crippled the city due to high demand coupled with failing equipment at most and the city's problems with finance.
Harare borrowed an estimated $144 million from China to upgrade its water systems. But unfortunately, there are reports that some of that money might have been looted.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. Yes,
mm. Honguka Gibbs, nasi tinoti tinge tichitarisa nemamiriro akaita zvinhu muHarare. Ukapinda muHarare tichitaura nyaya yemvura ndopanonzi nevanhu unotoshaya kuti zviri kufamba sei. Nekuti pane chikwereti chakabva kuChina $144 million. Mario yauya pari kunzi vamwe vakuru vekanzuro vakatora $2 million ndokuzvitengerawo zvikakarara zvemotikari. Chimwe chiri kunetsa ndechekuti zvinhu zvacho zvavari kuti vakatenga mari dzacho dzinogona kunge dzakawedzerwa zvisirizvo zvanga zvakatarisirwa kana kuti they were maprize acho aitengwa zvinhu were too exorbitant zvekuti vamwe vari kufunga kuti pamwe pane chikiribidi chakaitwa ipapo. Pochizotiwo kanzuro yanga ichiti iri kutarisira mumwe muchina kubva kuChina. Asi vakuru vekambani yacho yeChinese machinery pakauya kuparamende vakati aiwa hatisi kukwanisa kuunza mishina iyo muHarare nekuti Zimra yambomisa basa ichitiyo iri kuda mari ichiti Harare City Council ine chikwereti che$44 million nekudaro tinoda kuti chikwereti icho chitange chabhadharwa. Asi Harare asi iyo Zimra yakabva yaudzawo yaburitsa statement kuti aiwa hapana equipment iripo yakasvika havasi kutomboziva kuti zvinhu zvacho zviri kufamba sei nekudaro ndo zviri kuita kuti zvinhu Gibbs zvisaite zvakanaka zviite manyama amire nerongo.
Uifaka kahle ka indaba yeHarare Blessing sizwile kakhulu kuti khona ngale Harare kuzima lokuti unata manzi epopini ungazama kuti wanata manzi onalawo yabulaya isisu kumbe vhere mwamwakaina manya amadholobha umuntu wakwanisa kutata inkomicho utate amanzi lana epompini but khona ngale Harare ungekwa kwenza. So ke okuhluphayo abala even le mali yokuthi balungise okuthiwa i-purification lokuyana ukuthi balungise amanzi angikhona ukuthi anateke kumba sebenziseke. So sizwile njalo lokuthi ikakhulu nxa suka le Harare imoto Jeffrey Wex njana ilohlupho kakhulu. Enhlupho lankona ukuthi abayinelisi ukuthi balungise amanzi ngendlela evele ifunakala singathi ngama international standards. So kukhanya kuyakhathaza kakhulu. Njoba uchilo futhi njalo nje ukuthi i 144 million dollars njana abanye bazifakele esikwameni ngokuthi tezu umuntu wathenga imoto. So ucha ngovava nje umuntu kombana kodwa abantu abalani abalamanzi. Emavuku sizwile amanzi akula lutho. Nge weekend le buyayo mpela viki abantu bayachona kungela amanzi. So luhluphe inkala lo lupilisa.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about Harare's perennial water problems. And of course, Harare was given a loan of $144 million by a Chinese company. But it's not clear, Gibbs, how that loan was used. But what we know is that there was a probe team that was set up by the Harare mayor. And in an interview that he did with us last week on Saturday, he said that he's going to call for a full council and then he's going to table that report because people are worried that, you know, even though the council is saying it borrowed $144 million, nothing is moving in terms of upgrading the equipment that is outdated. I think we have our first guest. It's Mr. Precious Shumba, who is the director of the Harare Residents Association. Mr. Shumba, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Gibbs, maybe you can start the ball.
Yeah, let me start by asking him, you know, Mr. Shumba, tell us about the state of you know, affairs in terms of the Harare City Council when it comes to water. What is going on right now?
The city of Harare secured a US $144 million loan from China. And it was guaranteed by the government of Zimbabwe. And it was guaranteed by the government of Zimbabwe. But what is most shocking is that while the loan has been secured, water delivery has not improved. Mavuku and the rest of the eastern suburbs are not getting consistent water supplies. The northern suburbs that covers the Borodale, Mount Pleasant, Greendale, Highlands, they don't get regular municipal water, maybe once or twice a month. Then in the western suburbs, supplies are erratic. And where the residents are receiving water, the water quality is questionable. It has visible particles. Most residents do not have the confidence to drink municipal water. Instead, they prefer bore water. And the bores are very few. They were sunk by UNICEF and other humanitarian agents. When there is no water in the suburbs, the city does not come up with an alternative to provide water bowsers to ensure that right to water is realized.
Thank you so much, Mr. Shumba. Please do stay on the line. I think we have two additional guests. First, we have Mr. Roderick Fayayo of the Bulawayo Residents Association. Mr. Fayayo, Kunjan. Mr. Fayayo? We might be having a problem with that line. Let's go to Mr. Peter Moyo, Councillor Peter Moyo in Harare. Councillor Moyo, good evening.
Good evening. How are you, my brother?
We are doing fine, and thank you so much for joining us. Councillor Moyo, this problem of water in Harare is continuing. What is happening?
I think it's in the public domain that we have a very serious problem in terms of water. As you are aware, that we borrowed $144 million, we are trying our level best to make sure that we deliver water to the people. But unfortunately, that is not the panacea to the problem that we are facing.
Mm-hmm.
We need to build the dams, the Muda dams and the others,
mm-hmm.
to connect water to the city of Harare.
Mm-hmm.
Without doing that, we will continue to have these problems.
Mm-hmm.
Because the population now is just too high,
mm-hmm.
and the demand is also continuing to rise.
Mm-hmm.
We have these illegal connections and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
They are still pumping more problems to the city of Harare.
Mm-hmm.
But the only solution to the problem that we are facing in this country is to build the two or three dams,
mm-hmm.
to supply enough water to our residents and the satellite town.
Mm-hmm. Of course, there was a project years ago, at least to build Kunzi Dam. What is happening with that?
It's just a pipe dream. The government is supposed to undertake that kind of big project. But unfortunately, the government on its own, and it is also failing. They are broke.
Mm-hmm.
The government of Zimbabwe is totally broke.
Mm-hmm.
When the government is broke, then I don't know what we can say to the local authorities.
Mm.
The government is the one who is supposed to undertake that kind of project, but there is nobody who is coming up to help the city of Harare. On our own, we can't do anything because the economic situation in this country is just horrible. So we just wait and see. Maybe one day we'll be able to get that kind of funds which is needed to construct that kind of a dam.
Mm. Thank you so much, Councillor Moyo Gibbs.
I think maybe Mr. Fayayo is in now. Mr. Fayayo, can you hear me? No, I think we've got a problem with his line. You can only hear somebody washing the dishes. I'll talk to him after the show. Maybe
I think it shows that there's water in Blawa. Maybe
yes.
They've not decommissioned
uh-huh.
Upper and Lower Ngema.
That's why I wanted to hear, you know, more from him.
Yes.
Now, let's come back to you, Mr. Shumba. So you are saying that there is a serious shortage of water in Harare. But at the end of the day, what are residents doing, you know, to actually tackle this problem?
Firstly,
uh-huh.
It is very critical that we talk about the systems of accountability in the city of Harare.
Uh-huh.
They secured $1.4 million without being honest to the residents. Residents have to repay that loan. That alone is a serious commitment that was imposed on the residents of Harare.
Uh-huh.
Secondly, there are reports that senior managers, we have seen the vehicles that were purchased with the loan money.
Uh-huh.
The loan agreement remains a secret document. It's
uh-huh.
not in the public domain. It has not been disclosed to the Harare Residents Trust, neither has it been disclosed to the other residents' associations. Neither has it been made public to other stakeholders. Most councillors are ignorant of that loan agreement.
Uh-huh.
So if a public document that has bound the Harare residents to the Chinese is not known to them, how then do we expect residents to fully contribute to the repayment of a loan that is being treated like a secret document, yet residents have to pay at an interest rate that is unknown to the residents,
mm-hmm.
at conditions and terms that are not known to the residents. Then we are talking of availability of water. The proposals being raised by Councillor Moyo,
mm-hmm.
those are political statements that have no legitimacy, that we have no grounding in the facts with regard to the real situation. We have engaged the engineers in Harare Water.
Mm-hmm.
They have said that Harare can actually have enough water for everyone if the underground piping system is replaced in total.
Mm-hmm.
Harare City Council has secured money from the Development Bank of South Africa. They have secured the funding from African Development Bank. They have secured the money from the Chinese. All this money is going into sewer reticulation and water rehabilitation. They must be able to disclose what each of the loans that they have secured before have contributed towards water delivery. Of course, the population has continued to grow, but in terms of the plans, in terms of the structure, the engineers have said what is needed is to deal with the leakages along the distribution network. You find that in every suburb, water is leaking, and Harare City, through the Department of Water, they are not attending to these reports coming from the residents. So the contribution of the residents is that they regularly report on the water leakages. They constantly go to the offices to engage the mayor and the councillors. However, there is a disconnect between the implementing arm, that is the official, the townhouse, and the councillors. The councillors have another view. The officials have another view. So at the end of the day, there is no coordination in terms of how do we strategically respond to the issues of water delivery, how do we go about replacing the underground water pipes, how do we upgrade the infrastructure. Morton Jeffrey has been repeatedly said as an excuse for water shortages that there is maintenance is being shut down. But for how long are we going to entertain the thought of a mirage of Kunzi Dam? Kunzi Dam is not the solution. The solution is in accountability. They inflated the loan agreement from 1.4 million instead of nearly about 100 million or nearly 50 million. So the rest of the money is getting into pockets of senior government officials. The Minister of Local Government must account for the vehicles, because we hear that he is directly connected to the purchase of those vehicles. And he went public to defend those vehicles when he knew that there was an investigation ongoing. So he preempted the findings of that investigation to say he does not care. The officials can proceed to abuse the money, and the residents can do nothing, and the councillors can do nothing. So as long as we have that arrogance at the highest level, like in the executive, then local authorities are doomed, and we are afraid that is Harare Residents Trust. We have taken a radical stance that if the loan agreement is not fully disclosed to the residents have no obligation to repay a loan that is meant to massage the egos of corrupt ministers, of corrupt individuals within the system. So we cannot urge residents to pay their rates until they have fully disclosed that loan. So we are disappointed that the loan came, but it's benefiting officials who continue to loot public resources. There is no accountability. There is no transparency. So they, as long as they don't want to fully account and work within a system, then councillors are just figureheads. They can act like they are in control. But Mr. Chombo must be fully explaining how the loan agreement ended up being his baby, where he can have the audacity to visit Morton Jeffrey and talk about the independence of those officials to buy vehicles using that loan, yet the residents of Harare will repay it. Who does he think he is doing?
Mr. Shumba, we'll come back to you. Please stay on the line. We just want to quickly take a caller. Gibbs, would you have?
Yes, Lumumzana Unioni Ose Botswana. Baba Nyoni, how are you doing?
Ngitshonile baba tshona njani baba Nkomo?
Hayi ngudube lapha yebona tshona njani baba?
Okay, ngudube baba, ngudube sorry mfana ukuthi.
Yey, nyakuzwa kakhulu kula ngapha. Yey.
Uya ula ngantu aba Ferrari.
Ehhe.
Awalungi sisi zimpompi zawo ba sina zo pusi pongu zupa idrobula ara idrobula 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 ikhulu kakhulu fanele balungi sisi zawo upangisa.
Mhm.
Amanzi lethiki nisekhaya amanzi ankokho ngale ngasiyaba kanetheki baba
ehe kujongana ukuthi badla imali ngokubona ukuthi bathenga imoto ye ubona zani badla imali ngoba bathenga izimoto yiko kujoy poke imali yanjani iyatholakala njani nyona ye bazayithola njani manje abe China imali yanjani ye imali lana phela isikwelethu ezavele eChina ye hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu mntu kanyoni ungadelela kusasa baba. So what Mr. Nyoni was saying, Blessing, is that he doesn't see Harare repaying that loan because Harare has got serious problems. And he says, at the end of the day, why are they failing to actually repair their water system? Because they got the money, but they decided to do other things. So he says, that's a problem.
Yeah, we also have people writing on WhatsApp, Gibbs. Let's just read what some of them are saying. We first have Richard, who says, Chitungwiza ine dambudziko remvura hatichazive kuti yakapedzisira kuuya riini taakutochera migodhi padzimba zvine njodzi kuvana vedu gurundoro anotiye muno muHarare kuna ana Glenview mvura iri kuuya zuva rakuda kudoka yoenda kuma 6 makuseni tina Milton anoti muno muHarare kunana Glenview mvura iri kuuya ndi Hamilton tambo iverenga then ntukuto anoti arutaura nechindere uchazoverenga ipapapa then mwe anoti ini ndinogara kumaruwa tinochera mvura muzvibhorani asi ndinombogara muguta pano neapo ndinenge ndiri kukorobra mvura inomboenda zvekuti tinomboti haichadzoki ari kutaurawo dambudziko remvura. Andrew anoti Gweruka 1 ine mvura yakawanda pari zvino kugweruku. Then Beven anoti kuchipinge nhasi yanga iri batai pamakundano enhabvu asi mafumise hai yatora namba yekutanga mushure memangange neratosuku hazvinei nemvura yeHarare. Tinashi anoti all things are still fortunate, especially in Mabvuku and Tafara. Since 2002, there is not even a day when water runs from the taps. Joseph Anotie, Joseph, he says, I've got my own borehole at home in the deep raw areas because it's one man for himself. Arnold Anotie, Isukwedu Mawani, inoya kamwe pa viki, zvakangofanana nekushaya. Rose says, we have a very big problem with water in Harare. All taps are dry. The city council does not care. Garikai says water is a scarce commodity in Heathcliff, especially Heathcliff Extension. Old location dubbed as Heathcliff 1 is better off. On my tap, I last saw a drop of water in 2012 around December. But bills are coming. Currently, they are planning to privatize it so that they can net a lot of money on it. Water is expensive. Mutisi says we have no water problems in Mashingo City. Then we have Gloria who says the water situation in Chitungwiza is unbearable. There is no water at all, but we are surprised that workers from the council come every month to read water meters. And of course we have Adam who says the water situation in our area is not a big problem. The NGOs, e.g. Concern, now are busy replacing the broken pipes in our community. Moreover, we are getting plenty of balls. I don't know where Adam is located. That's the name of Terere Parunare. Mkoma Joshua Magadi.
Mkoma Magadi.
Aywa, tiripo. Muriku nzukoose irodambu zikore mvura. Rikunzi. Rikuneta muunezime nzuboze mnika. Shukuruse imarari.
Mkoma dambu zikore. Rinoto rwaza. Muchona mvura vamuze muno muHarare. Inike zvino hangu ndiri mu South Africa vati mvura yacho ikaenda ikadzoka hainuike inenge yakatosviba kudarika iri mudemu wacho ndoshaya kuti
saka zviri nani kuenda nochera kudemu
halo
ati saka zviri nani kunochera kudemu
unononochera kudhemu kwacho uya unoyacho mudhemu inenge yakatochena kudarika yacho iyo iri kuya mumapaivhi saka toshaya kuti inenge ichibva kupi mvura yacho apo totoshamisika tichinzwa vakuru vacho hurumende vacho ndo vanenge vane mari dzacho
kusouth africa kusouth africa ndiri kunzwa kuti magetsi ari kumbonetsa mvura inonetsawo here zvainoita kuHarare uko
aiwa munomo mvura handikati kunyika munomo mvura irimo vanokwanisa kumanija zvinhu zvavo kana urimo uori urimo zvavo hatirambi asi huri nani pane kuzimbabwe
saka chamuri kuona chiri kunyanya kukonzera dambudziko kuzimbabwe nyaya yehuori
uori hwakawandisa mvura yacho mari yacho inokweretwa kunzi iuye igadzire mvura haikwanisi kugadzira mvura inenge yakutogadzira misha yevanhu
panobva paita dambudziko
gadzira dambudziko rayawira muzimbabwe yakutorwa nevanhu vachidya vachiita zvavanoda zvinosiriusa chaizvo
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Joshua nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
handitika
tinotenda zvikuru
aiwa masvita
very interesting issues.
Joshua is saying that the water that is coming out of the taps
is dirtier than that
the water in Lake Chivero itself the source of the water so he's saying that it's actually better to go to the source Lake Chivero and you take the water from there that they use the water that is being pumped by the city council into residents.
That's very interesting, Blessing, because there's one other person that you read is a kind of item.
Yeah.
So you are saying that there are some council officials who read meters, right?
Yeah.
But the water is not coming out of the meters.
Yes.
So what are they reading?
That's the problem. And you still have to pay your water bill at the end of the month.
Mara sizwe ke umnumzana Moyo. Baba Peter Moyo, loku connect kwena.
Yes,
khuluma ngezinto ezimbili lapha uzwile ubaba uShumbe esithi uzatshela ama-residence ukuthi angabhadali isikweleti se-China one okwesibili kuthiwa amanzi eHarare angcole okwedlula ngathi amanzi edamu angcono kulalawo aphuma empumpini akubonga ukuthi ngamafitshane poti cha khonapho ukhulume ngesikwelete sungena lakhonapho
ya abantu abanjengaboShumba ngabantu abahumanayo ngabantu abangakwazi le nto abayikhulumayo umuntu nje obonga ukukhuluma ehamba njengohlanya ngoba kathesi ungangitshela wena ukuthi kona abantu iRhodesia ilungisa imoto njeffrey belungisa amapayipi baba belungisela abantu abayi-500,000 kathesi sikhuluma ngabantu abayi-4 million ayangitshela ukuthi kona ile yamademu ahala ndaba ekule ndaba yi-144 million 144 million is the drop of water in the sea kule mali efunakalayo funakala billions of dollars ila ukhuluma ngokudubuka kwamanzi amanzi layana amapayipi la asebolile esebolile thina sibhizi ukulungisa amanzi emotweni jeffrey labo warren pump station konapho amanzi sephuma ele power edubula amapayipi abolileyo asihlalanga kodwa sesingene kwenye iprojekti eyabantu abafuna ukufamba efaka i-fiber optic bazakhipha amapayipi lawo bepafaka amanzi so asifuna umuntu obonga ukukhuluma dala membership akhuluma ngayo nguye uchairman nguye membership utshela abantu ukuthi kona lingabhadali amanzi bengabhadali amanzi kona kuza kuthini indlu ngekabani
ye ubambe khonapho bamba moyo uza kuphendula ubaba khonapho ubambe ungayindawo ngoba sibise ukukhuluma into eziningi bamba baba
Of course tine mumwe muteereri vagugutu here rambai zvenyu muri parunhare vashumba rambai muri parunhare navamoyo please do stay on the line we are just taking a brief break but for our radio listeners as you know by now you can quickly log in we are streaming live go to www.vo
ለብቻችን ስምንሰናበታችኋለን አብራችሁን ስለቆያችሁ እናመሰግናለን
ደህና ደሩ
ደህና ደሩ